The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ed.
He was listening yesterday. I talked to him last night. He's up before the show started, basically. because I go to bed at 10, you know, 8 hours sleep, you know, I'm up. And I said, you're right. So he's up on the coast there. So he's, one time it's 7 o'clock there. So yeah, he's been up for at least an hour. So he hears the show from the beginning, Craig. So be good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck. Yeah. Sorry, Ed.
You apologized to him before. So.
Sorry.
Billy Blank and Matt Bergman later on, comedian friends of ours, checking in. Pandemic Wednesday.
Maybe we could look into adopt a ferret month.
All right. Last night.
So I'm adopting the ferret last night?
You know, I saw two or three brand new puppies in my neighborhood, and I've been reading that that's a new thing. People are going out to get dogs because they got time to be home with them, and they're training them, blah, 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 which is cool. But either adopt or buy a dog, I'm not sure. Probably all both. They're all living creatures, by the way.
I read an article that said if you were raising a puppy now, it's not a good thing because you're going to train the puppy to think that you're home all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
and then when you leave, separation anxiety kicks in.
I understand that, but all the families I've seen them all got little kids. And I think it's more like, hey, listen, we're stuck. Let's get a puppy. I got no problem with that. Kids love puppies.
Yeah, we're stuck for a couple months.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's get a puppy for a few years.
How about we're stuck for longer than a couple months? I still think it's a good idea.
Okay, four, five, 6 months.
Okay. I know you're happy, but...
The point is not that. The point is that you're going to have the dog a hell of a lot longer than you're going to be stuck inside. We hope so.
Yeah, okay. I know that. I'm just saying that people like to have pets, and they got pets, so... I was thinking of something else. I was trying to be positive.
Don't.
I was trying to be positive.
Try and pull that crap.
It's like the Easter chicks.
I forgot to. No,
the Easter bunnies.
Different. Those things are just
same thing.
They're in the backyard.
Same thing.
I'm sure these people will still love their puppies.
Yeah, well, they still love their bunnies too, but they don't have time to take care of it.
Man, who loves a bunny?
Yeah, but you thinking these are like gifts?
Like no,
like Christmas puppies?
No,
because it's a bad idea to give someone a puppy for Christmas.
These are people getting them for themselves and their own families, and I think that
we did a larger
percentage than usual are going to be giving them back.
Yeah, I don't know if you give them back or not. Who knows? You're pretty cruel if you give back. I guess if you're not eating. Believe it or not, they're not starving in my neighborhood, so those dogs are going to be freaking fine.
That's not it. It's the point about people, they didn't want a dog before for a damn good reason, whatever it was. It doesn't matter.
Well, geez,
now that they're stuck at home, they want a dog, and after they don't have to be at home anymore, they're still going to have to deal with what they didn't want to deal with before.
I thought it was a positive story when they get adopted.
No.
I did. Listen, if I'm the positive one, then we're in trouble.
We are definitely in trouble here.
Exactly right.
So, no.
How was I talking about then? I mean, before you...
Horse hockey.
I was going to bring up horse hockey, too. I watched a little bit of that last night. I'd watch that.
Did you?
No. I'd watch horse hockey, for sure, at this point.
Dude, polo?
I can't watch. There's no sports at all. You know, I might tune in the draft tomorrow night a little bit, but even then, it's going to be just visuals of guys' faces and computers. I'm thinking, that's going to suck, you know?
Yeah, I barely
watch the fancy one, let alone this. You know, I will watch who gets picked, I guess, on my phone.
I'll do what I do every year and just dial it up on the internet and see who my team picked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested just to see if the whole thing becomes a train wreck.
Yeah, but even then, that would suck worse because you actually want it to work well. Because if a train wreck, you're definitely going to tune away.
Oh, yeah.
It's working well. You might look in and go, okay, they're going to the...
Well, I mean,
They did another dry run. I guess they're practicing going to each team quickly, and that's how they're doing it, I read.
The Packers picked 30th. I'm not going to be up for that
I don't even think the Steelers have a first-round pick.
I think they traded it away last year.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so I don't care. And it's only one round one, right?
Yeah, round one
and then,
tomorrow
then,
night.
And then I'll care about the first three or four to see who goes where, obviously, right?
Mm-mm. Right.
And generally, every time I hang, Packers will pick late. I'll stay up a little. I want to see it. And then, oh, we've traded out of the first round.
We traded back. There you go.
Damn it.
Yeah, but Todd's right. At some point during the evening, you check on your team, and then you move on.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Because most of those guys, even the first rounders, I haven't heard of half of them.
No, we're not. We're not geeks.
Offensive linemen and those guys, you don't know who they are.
And they're very necessary.
No, unless you're a draft expert or some kind of guy who reads up on college football a lot. You don't know most of those guys.
You don't know.
Well, most of the defensive backs you've never heard of. I mean, it's
just give the Super Bowl trophy to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Craig. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know, you NFC guys can deal with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least the sports talk guys had something to discuss yesterday.
One thing.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what, though. When I tune it on, they don't have much. And even then, they go right back. We can't keep
ESPN
talking about it.
ESPN went like wall to wall yesterday afternoon.
I don't even check out ESPN anymore.
Gronk catching Brady touchdowns.
Yeah. I think we're the majority, Craig. People aren't looking.
Tyler, you're right.
I don't even go there.
I just thought, as he brought it up, that I have found myself
not even going
checking
to
in less often at ESPN.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing there. Nothing there.
Yeah.
That's been my routine after. Right. By the way, at the risk of angering Craig, I did find a solution.
I had another happy subject to bring up after the dogs, and I forgot what it was because now I'm pissed.
But
not at Craig, just at the world.
Right. Too many hours in the day is getting like an extra hour of sleep. And I did that yesterday afternoon.
You feel better?
I do.
You feel overjoyed or just joyed?
Not joyed.
Okay.
The latter.
Spread some of that.
So now you're ready for the day.
I am.
Craig will nail that down real quickly.
you
little kids and your new puppies.
You piss me.
Dad's gonna give it back anyway.
To some people, they got a new puppy, not to have five dogs. That's a little much.
Is that what you have?
We have five now.
Oh Jesus!
Because Christy was part owner.
I thought you were allowed to not have five.
Of another one.
That's
no, we got all the paperwork. Right. We're cool with the city and all that. But Christy was part owner.
Humane Society
of a dog, and then we watch it every.
You should not have five. Right?
Every once in a while. But situation was I can't really discuss it on the air.
Advanced Turd Scout is huge, man.
She's living with us now.
All right.
So I walked three dogs yesterday, and it took me probably an hour and a half to walk three dogs.
So you don't go with the walking the three at the same time.
No, out of control.
Well, plus that's like 40 pounds of poop, man. They're big dogs.
Three dogs like that, they outweigh Todd.
Human-sized poop, too.
You don't go with two either?
I would like to take four and just put it in front of a sled.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and they could take me around.
Right.
With wheels on it, yeah.
Because they're certainly big enough to do that.
Yes. Skateboard, maybe?
If I'm doing the tandem thing, and I've tried it before, and they fall all over each other.
You and two dogs.
Yeah.
That's what you do with $1 million.
That's 150 pounds of dog right there. And they can drag me all over the park.
That's a lot of dog.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was going to pick everybody up with my story, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got you off track on that.
You know what? I don't even know what it was. It probably wasn't that important.
It'll come back
around. I don't think it will. I don't know why I was leading. I don't know why I led into it with that particular thing. I don't think it had nothing to do with dogs. So I have no idea why I even brought that up. But coronavirus dreams, I guess.
See, El says.
I read, it's not just me, by the way. People are having vivid dreams now, I read.
Really? Yeah, I've read that, too.
Because of coronavirus. I thought it wasn't just me. I have vivid dreams anyway. But I've been having dreams about washing my hands, being at work. And I realize that's nothing compared to first responders and medical personnel on the front lines and their kids at home. That stuff, those guys must be having crazy dreams.
Yeah. Awful dreams.
And awful, awful crazy dreams.
Yeah, I haven't had any virus dreams I remember.
Yeah.
Most of your dreams you don't remember. You don't remember up.
I'm not picking on you guys. I don't care if you smoke dope, but you say pot suppresses dreams anyway.
Yeah,
you probably don't dream hardly at all anyway. You know.
But and most people, even if you don't smoke dope, don't remember their dreams unless they wake up right after.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right after you get through.
I
your
remember them as soon as I wake up. But sometimes I forget a little later on,
and your then REM sleep.
Yeah, I don't bother writing them down because that's worthless.
Oh, that'd be good for the air.
No, because I think most dreams are just crazy, stupid things that show up, and they're not even interesting to talk about.
Well, if you have one that's interesting to talk about,
yeah,
write it down.
There you go.
There's times I'll wake up and I'll go, oh, I'm definitely going to remember that one.
Yeah. Nah. And you forget.
Yeah.
Right.
Fall back asleep right. And then wake up. What was that about?
Let it fade.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least we're not Patriot fans. We got that going for us. That's great.
And we're not Buccaneer fans.
No, I don't care about that, but I don't hate the Buccaneers. I hate the Patriots.
I actually do.
Well, you do because they're in the National – you and Puss are so pissed off because the Packers are in that league.
Well – no, I have always loathed the Buccaneers for no good reason.
Oh, no, they were in your division for a couple years, remember?
Yeah, and they didn't belong there.
They're right.
They didn't belong there.
No, they were rarely a factor.
But still, they were in that division for a while. That's probably, that must be that. Because I don't know why. I've never hated the Buccaneers.
I hated them before that.
No, I'm not going to like them now because of Brady, but I don't. I still, to me, it's always been about the Patriots.
They were in the Super Bowl.
And Patriot fans.
17 years ago.
Right.
Well, they have annoyed me. Since I first became aware of them, since they were a thing.
Really? I thought in 1976?
Sure.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, I was watching something recently that they were talking about, you know, the battles that Brett Favre and Warren Sapp used to have. I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They were in the same division for a while.
They were, right?
I forgot about that.
Right.
Craig's hated them since the Shulman brothers.
Yes.
Lucius and Leroy.
Come on back.
And it's not like there was anything that make you like, you know, like a hurricane that would make you hate the city.
Exactly.
They didn't even have that.
And you'll hate this even more. We saw that on our mass text at Tampa Tony's starting to become a Buccaneer fan now.
Yeah.
He's a Cowboy fan. Just you can't like two teams. Puss is right about that.
No, he got called out.
But if he's
going to
bug
that.
You guys, I hope he's a Tampa fan here on out.
Well.
Oh, like he wasn't annoying enough being a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, but Cowboys, they weren't winning anything, you know.
Maybe. He's, you know, finally understanding that he can indeed be a decent person and does not have to be a Cowboy fan.
True, but that's bandwagon Brady Buccaneer fan.
Right.
Well, he was moving to the area.
Yeah, but he hated him. Changed. He hated him in the fall.
Yeah, he was there last season.
No, I disagree with that totally. I moved to an area and hated the team more.
Wow, so that's different.
Oh, yeah. No, so
that wasn't a pro team. Yeah.
I hate them when they're 4-8.
No, it wasn't a pro team.
Doesn't matter. It's pro around here.
I've lived in a lot of places, right. And I've found that whoever lives around me, whatever the predominant team is, I tend to hate that fan base.
Well, you stick with your team you like.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And Tony can't bail on the Cowboys.
Well, if he's decent, he will.
Well, I'd be disappointed if he did.
He won't bail. They win.
Just like a lot of people, I'm sure, are making the transition from being Patriot fan to Buccaneer fan.
That's chicks.
Right about now.
That's chicks because of Brady's cute.
I'll give him a pass if he goes to a few games every year because you're there.
Oh, I'd go
there. Might as well.
Yeah, he went this past year. Worked a couple of them.
You know,
yeah.
But not going off full-on Bucs fan.
Yeah, but I thought he worked a couple games and then hated Buccaneer fan and quit.
I think he worked one.
Okay.
And then quit.
So you can't become Buccaneer fan if you quit because you hated them. He hated dealing with those people in the stadium.
Well, that's just fans of any team.
Well, sure. Oh, absolutely.
If you're working there, you're going to hate all fans.
But if I lived in an NFL city, even if I wasn't a fan of that team, I'd probably end up going to a few games
every year.
Oh, of
course you would. Of course you would.
Just because it's there.
It's live football, right?
No, I almost turned on the Vikings when I lived in Minnesota because I didn't like that fan base at all.
Yeah,
I can't be around
I understand.
The fan base.
But we know a Husker fan that don't like Husker fans either, but they still like their team.
I guess.
Yeah, you could just don't like certain people. Like ex-Huskers, we know them. They don't like the fan base. the ones that we know.
No, they know the most annoying part of that whole ordeal, if you want to call it an ordeal, is dealing with fans.
Oh, yeah. They talk when they're drinking.
That ordeal called college.
Yeah. I'm just playing for the team.
Whatever. I just think that if you're a Patriots fan and not pissed as hell, you're lying. Because now they got Gronk.
Right.
And I said, you really want, they even said this ain't going to happen, but they even put a picture up of Edelman. They said, to put this up there, that Edelman's talking to the Bucs. And he's the guy I hate the most of those three.
If you get, to you?
Yeah, I hate Edelman totally in a heartbeat. I don't hate Gronk. I hated him in a Patriot outfit. I don't hate him. Of course, I don't like Brady. It's pretty easy. But Edelman is a guy.
He's that guy that
he's amazing.
He catches a pass across the middle. Somebody tackles him, and he's got to get up, thumping his chest and getting in the guy's face. It just gets old.
He's a great football player. That's why we hate him. That's why we hate him. He's great.
Yeah, because he doesn't play for our team.
Exactly. If he was on our team, we'd love him. Right.
But he doesn't, so screw that guy.
Yep. Oh, there it is. Yep. Edelman to the Bucs. Just got it. I'm just joking. Yeah.
I think I saw Brad Williams tweeted that the Bucs had signed Brady, Gronk, and the guy who gave Kraft the handy.
Well, the girl.
The girl.
I don't know where your head's at.
She was in Florida, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was in Florida.
She was in Florida, right. The guy, that must have been you.
Whatever.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
High school students looking to take the SAT entrance exam may be able to do so at home. Would you have rather taken your SAT at home?
I took the ACT.
Yeah. Is what I took.
A lot of schools now are not even demanding either one of these tests. Now it's even going to make it because of the coronavirus. My daughter took the ACT once already. She did pretty good, so she's fine. But the spring one was canceled. The ACT.
One of the softwares they're looking at for the SAT would lock down the student's computer so it could do nothing but the test.
I was going to say, if you're doing it at home, couldn't you just go to Dr. Google and
you have a phone right
have
there.
All the answers?
Yeah,
seems like you got a phone. Yeah. It seems like you've got another computer.
Calculator? Are you allowed a calculator for those?
A laptop?
I don't remember.
How can you shut down everything?
I don't know.
How do they police that?
They're not
They're not going to police this at all. And people will go all out to cheat on it. SAT? God.
Yeah, another 36 on the ACT.
Yeah,
we've seen that people will go to extreme measures to get their kids into college.
Exactly. I don't even blame a kid, too. You could take the SAT with notes. But once again, you don't know. It's been a long time since I took the SAT or the ACT, obviously standardized test. And even then, sometimes you wouldn't even know what to Google the answer. Because sometimes you Google stuff, it'll go,
Yes.
You still got to kind of know what you're talking about.
Well, wasn't there a time limit involved, too?
Total time limit.
Yeah,
right,
so you can't just dig into all those questions.
No. And they do these tests online, and my daughter took a couple online, are timed sometimes. So there is a time period. Once you click on that test on your computer, it's a time. Some are.
When we did it, in the classroom, it was a certain amount of time.
Well, that's where they're going to do it here. The SAT will be on your computer, but it's a time limit.
Pencils up.
Right.
Pencils down.
But you still had time to do some ciphering on your math.
You could.
Which is time that you can use to do some ciphering on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, people are going to cheat, and it's going to work. Of course they are. You might have to have a practice run cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, they just get an asterisk.
Well, zooming you, so they can't see you. They're not zooming you, I'm sure. So you can probably look at your phone.
But you can take the test more than once, can't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I took it three times.
Yeah. Did you get better?
Yeah, I did. I took it sophomore, junior, and senior year. I got a little better each time.
Wow.
I took it the once.
I just took it the once as a junior.
And I remember being extremely hungover when I took it the once.
I was at a racetrack the night before.
But
a horse track.
It was good enough.
I didn't care.
Were you jockeying?
No, I just went to bet on some horses the night before the SAT.
Which was illegal.
We weren't 18. We weren't, but they didn't card
you.
They didn't
care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You walked up.
And they don't know.
They took my $2. And most of the time, I was splitting that bet with a buddy of mine. We had nothing.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
Were there ponies running? I bet Ryder could walk up and bet on the ponies right now.
Probably.
He could.
Probably.
Screw that kid.
Yeah. No, he's the one buying the beer for the kids.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. Him and his full damn beard.
Yeah.
Hundreds of protesters ignoring face mask and social distancing guidelines went to downtown Raleigh, North Carolina yesterday. Marching around the governor's mansion, demanding statewide stay-at-home orders be lifted.
I do see people I know for a fact that voted for the orange guy. And I see him online. Now, they don't hate him still because they'll still vote for him. What are you going to do, vote Democrat? And but they don't agree with these people. I'm thinking, well, they're your people.
Yeah.
I mean, they're your people. You might not agree with them, but they're your people. They're not ours.
So in Raleigh in North Carolina yesterday, they reported their largest single day of fatalities since the outbreak.
Yeah, this isn't helping.
The same place where they
Republicans made those people stand in line in Wisconsin, reporting some people now that got COVID from standing in line.
Yeah.
I read a piece yesterday.
Way to go, people.
These people are the textbook definition of elitists.
Oh, yeah.
They think everything else doesn't apply to them.
Right.
They confuse convenience with oppression. They think their liberties are being taken away. No, we're just asking to sacrifice a little bit till we get through this. And if you did, we'd get through it a lot quicker.
No. And you got a cheerleader, too, in the White House. So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah. Judge denying another attempt by R. Kelly to get out of jail because of the pandemic, the global pandemic.
He's a pedophile. Yeah.
The judge acknowledged that the disease has spread where Kelly is incarcerated, but the judge said the singer's lawyers didn't show that he's uniquely at risk to contract the disease. His lawyers.
I'm sorry. I'll get ready to go. I was looking for this one earlier, by the way.
Argued that he was not a flight risk, and he is at risk because an inmate on his floor had recently been hospitalized.
Judge is searching through the papers, looks up at Chris.
Are you a pedophile?
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Right there.
Let me just tell you that when that song gets stuck in my head,
which
an earworm.
This one?
Yeah, that is annoying.
And you know what's weird about
it? To hear myself go.
It's your voice. It's you doing it.
So exactly.
You're not even lip-syncing it or trying to be somebody else. It's you.
Yeah.
Lot, 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 lot.
Yeah, that's really annoying to hear myself make fun of myself. Lot, 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 lot. Lot, 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 lot. Yeah, that's me walking around the house.
You ever walk around the house going, suck it, Jesus?
No.
No?
No, just singing that stupid song.
Suck it, Jesus.
No!
That's the ultimate win, if we can play that and get it in your head and make you make fun of you.
Yes.
Later on in the day, yes. Subconsciously.
Yes.
It's the ultimate win.
Oh, yeah. There's beating myself up. There's laughing at myself.
Suck it, Jesus.
No!
That doesn't help. I walk around going, hi, I'm Todd.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hi, I'm Todd.
No!
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.